Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call into the show and listen live through that number. Or And you can also press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will let me know that you'd like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air, and you can give me your comments or opinions on today's episode. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? The Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Don't forget to mention that. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. Let's see. Before we get into today's episode, I don't know if you guys heard any parts of the president's speech last night at the Democratic convention, but it was off the chain, right? It was off the chain. And just powerful. Just powerful. I don't know. I don't know what, you know, I don't know how Donald Trump thinks he's going to win this election, but hey, he thinks he is, right? But I don't know. All right, right now it's 79 degrees in the ATL, and it's partly cloudy. We're looking at a high of 89 today and a low 71 tonight. Tomorrow, 88. Friday is going to be 88 degrees with the low 71 and thunderstorms. Saturday, sunny, 90 degrees, low 72. Sunday, 91 and partly cloudy on Sunday. So it should be a pretty nice weekend. I'd like for you guys to get out there and get your grills going and have a great time, right? Get those grills going and see where it leads, right? All right. Now, let's get down to it. Let's see. Today's word of the day is, it's coming up, guys. Today's word of the day is numinous. Numinous. N-U-M-I-N-O-U-S. Numinous. Numinous is an adjective, and it means supernatural or mysterious. Another meaning is filled with a sense of the presence of divinity. That's kind of like holy. And the third meaning is appealing to the higher emotions or to the aesthetic sense. So numinous has something to do with the supernatural and the mysterious. That is numinous. I mean, sometimes you have, I know I have, you know, you see something and you say, man, I've seen that before. And that's because you've either dreamed about it or, you know, something like that. You know, something like that. So anyway, that's today's word of the day, numinous. You can take it and stick it in your vocabulary and use it however you like. Okay? Now, today's episode is entitled, Why Are Side Chicks in Denial? Now, I've done a show before, and I've done a show about side chicks before, and I wanted to do another one because someone asked me about it, and so I said, well, I'll talk about it again because I don't think this subject ever goes away. This is something that's been around since, forever, right? you know, married men or men in relationships. I won't just say married men because that's not true. I mean, it's just men in relationships, you know, like to have side chicks, whether they're married or just in a serious relationship and maybe about to get married or just in a serious relationship, okay? Then a lot of them have side chicks, all right? And a side chick, now, hey, you can send me all these hundreds of emails or whatever, but this is my opinion, right? And if you have an opinion, you can call into the show, 818-301-5834. You can press that number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air, and you can tell me your comment or your opinion about this subject. So, you know, people say, well, Frank, what's a side chick? Well, I think that a side chick is a, like I said, a chick, a female that's on the outside of your primary relationship. That's a side chick, right? A chick on the side. That's a side chick. Now, I know some side chicks don't like to be called side chicks, but that's what a side chick is, okay? And if you'd ask a woman who's in a serious relationship, what's a side chick, that's what she'd say. That's my opinion, right? That's my opinion as what she would say. That's a side chick. Well, you know, there are women out there who do not consider themselves side chicks. You know, they are of the opinion that they're not a chick on the side, or they're not a side chick. You know, there are women out there who think that the guy that they're dealing with is their primary relationship. And you know, hey, men put that out there. A lot of men will say things to women that they think that woman wants to hear, right? I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. They'll say things to women that they think that they like to hear, and because of that, then they develop a relationship with her. May start, you know, doing different things, taking her maybe out on a date, maybe not taking her out on a date. Well, do take her out on a date, take her to get something to eat, maybe go to breakfast, maybe go to lunch, maybe go to dinner, maybe even go to a movie or what have you. And because this young lady is with this guy, and she knows, because see, the thing about side chicks is they know. And the things about women who are in a relationship with a man who is in a relationship, okay, I won't call them side chicks. I'll just say women who are in a relationship with a man who's in another relationship, you know, start to get the idea that they are the primary female in this triangle, so to speak. Because that's what it is. It's a triangle. It's him, her, and her. And sometimes it's him, her, 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 and her. Because what the statistics show is that single men, I'm not saying all married men or whatever, I'm saying single men are have at least 3 to 5 other women that they deal with. Okay? Now, there is one in that group whom he considers his primary chick. Now, he may not let her go, he may do things with her that he doesn't do with these other women. You know, he'll take her out and he'll take her around people. He'll take her around his family, all this stuff. But she is not the only chick that he's dealing with. Okay? She is that chick that he feels is his primary chick. Now, there comes into play these other women, a.k.a. side chicks, that are not his primary woman, but he's seeing her. He may take her out to dinner, or he may take her to a movie or whatever, and they're fooling around with you. They're being intimate with each other as well. Okay? Now get this now. Again, some men, single or even married, have 3 to 5 women that they're juggling at the same time. That's not me talking. Those are statistics. Okay? Statistics of single men and statistics of some married men who have extra affairs outside of their normal relationship. Okay? That's a side chick. And being in a relationship with a side chick, I'd say it's dangerous and exciting at the same time. Okay? Because for some reason, women get a rise out of thinking that they're doing something in secrecy. They're sneaking around. You know, I can, you know, he'll come pick me up and, you know, we'll go to the movie. We'll hang out for a while. You know, his phone rings and it's his wife or his other chick, and I'm like, go ahead, you can get it. Go ahead, answer it. And they're good with that. They're good with that. Take that. They deal with that. And at the same time, men out there, you got to realize too, and it's not me talking, these are statistics, that single women or some married women that you may be dealing with, you may not be married, but she's married. Now, what are you to her? You're her side piece. Okay? And single women and some married women, 3 different partners out there that they're dealing with or they're juggling at the same time. This not me talking. These are true statistics. Okay? So, you know, guys, if you're thinking that your side chick or your woman on the side, okay, is exclusively yours, or you're the only one that she's seeing or being intimate with, you're sadly mistaken. Okay? So don't get in the clouds. Or don't stick your head in the clouds and think that's the only thing that's happening is you. She'll make you feel like that. She'll make you think like that, which is the exact same way that you're making her think or making her feel. The exact same way. But things are happening on both sides of the house, so to speak. She's having her thing going on, and you've got your thing going on. I guarantee you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can press the number 1 at any time. I see there are lots of people up on the show. Go ahead and press that number 1. I want to hear your comments and your opinions. All right? 818-301-5834. I know that all of you guys who are listening online at Blog Talk Radio, you guys hearing the show, there's a number there that you can call, 818-301-5834. Press that number 1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and you can give your comments or your opinions about why are side chicks in denial. That's our episode. And why I say they are in denial, because a lot of side chicks, not all of them, but a lot of side chicks think that they are the number 1 female in this guy's life. Knowing that they're married or they have another relationship going on, they may be living with another female or what have you, but they've gotten in their minds that they are the number 1 female in his life. Because I'm going to tell you, guys, we have that sharp tongue that say things to these women, and they grab it. They grab it, and they hold on to it as tight as they can. It's like a teddy bear that they've had since they were a little, 5-year-old girl. They hold on to that as tight as they can. And, when something goes wrong and they can't hold on to that teddy bear, oh, you better watch out, because they will lash out and cut your throat. And I don't mean literally cut your throat, but I'm saying that they'll put you in a place where you don't want to be. Which is, I'm saying they'll say things to you that'll kind of break your heart, rip your heart out, or tell you that if you're not gonna come see me this weekend, then I'm gonna go out with Johnny, or I'm gonna go out with David. Since you can't come, since you gotta deal with your girl over there and she's got the reins on you this weekend, and we were supposed to get together this weekend, but you're not going to be able to get together because of that, then I'm not going to be just sitting around the house waiting for you. I'm going to go out with David. And then that in turns make the guy feel like, hey, oh man, I thought I had her in a place that I felt like it was good, that she wouldn't move from. And I'm just saying, from a guy's perspective, this what's going on. And she said, "Well, I've broken up with her a few times, or she's broken up with me a few times, but we always seem to get back together." Or she's told me that, hey, this isn't cool, okay? I'm going to go back to my husband, and I'm going to go back to him, and we're going to try to make things work. Okay? That hurts the guy on the side. Right? That hurts him. So you flip that around, and the guy tells her that, hey, I'm going to go back to my wife. I'm going to go back to my number one girl, and I'm not going to call you anymore. We're not going to get together anymore. I'm done with you. He breaks up with her. And then the next thing you know, she gets a phone call or she gets a text message, and hey, now he wants to talk again. And again, this stuff, two-sided or a two-headed animal. The same thing happens on the men's side as happens on the women's side. Whether you're a man on the side of a woman who's in a relationship with another man, or whether you're on the side of a woman dealing with a man who has another relationship with a woman, is a married man or what have you. This is both sides. Both sides get hurt. Both sides get chastised. Both sides throw things at each other and say things that, you know, that they think is hurting the other guy, the man. Or the man throws things out there that thinks that he's hurting her. Okay? And it hurts on both sides. He's hurting just like she's hurting when different things go on. And they go on like that. And it's I think it's a tough, tough, tough road for a guy. I'm talking from a man's point of view. I think it's a tough, tough road to travel when you're in a relationship with someone, whether you're married or whether you're just, or whether you've been seeing one particular female and this your primary girl, either way, and you have other women out there that you are having contact with, may even be intimate with, that's a hard road to travel on a daily basis. Okay? It's a hard road to travel. And you have to be careful at all times, because you never know when someone will pop up, or you're somewhere and that person's face will pop up, or you're somewhere and, something happens. And females aren't stupid, and men aren't stupid. But things happen, and that's a tough choice to make. And again, whether you title yourself as a side chick, or I'm his number one girl, or whatever, you're his number one girl because he told you that you're his number one girl, and you believe that you're his number one girl. She told you that you're her number one guy, and you believe that you're her number one guy because she told you that you're her number one guy. But that's probably not true. Okay? But you don't want to hurt her feelings by telling her that she's not your primary girl. And she doesn't want to hurt your feelings by telling you that you're not her primary man. Hey, that's all the time I have today. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I really wish that someone would have called in to the show and given me their opinion. Maybe you have a side chick, or maybe you have a side guy. I don't know. I wish I could have gotten some feedback on that. But hopefully you guys got something out of today. I don't know. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. But anyway, keep your relationships going. However you're going, just keep them going. And just, again, guys, take care of yourselves and be very, very careful. Because I tell you, guys will tell you in a minute, and women will tell you in a minute, I'm just concentrating on you. Hey, this is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. Here we go.
How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing. Concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love, the secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds, helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, concentrate on you. Ah, yeah. Concentrate on you. Yeah. Concentrate on you. When I used to come by and pick you up to take you out, we had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. That was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say, do 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 would always make me sit down.